Thank you, Kelvin. I'd just like to start by thanking the Rector for agreeing to chair this evening and for his colleagues in the church for making the arrangements for tonight at short notice. I'm delighted to be standing before you again this evening, representing the Conservatives seeking to be re-elected as the Member of Parliament for the Ludlow constituency, which I've represented since 2005. Some of you, I think perhaps many of you, are old enough to remember that I was elected as a district councillor when we had such a thing to represent Ludlow Town Centre back in 2002. So I feel, you know, across the constituency, which is the sixth largest in England and goes to within 6 miles of Wolverhampton city centre, a particular affinity for Ludlow, because I was brought up in the hills behind here from the age of 9 months, and I've always considered Ludlow to be my hometown. I have had a career outside politics before coming into the political sphere. I spent 20 years working in businesses, small and big, working in the UK and internationally, and believe that I bring something to the political firmament which many of the politicians from all parties don't have, because they've tended to work in politics exclusively. And many of the leaders of our political parties, including the current leadership of political bodies, have been full-time politicians. I think it's really important that we have some people who've done something else, because running the country is not something you can do as a theoretical exercise, as an academic in an ivory tower. It requires an understanding of how the world works and how you motivate people to get the best out of them. I've had the privilege of serving for 4 years in the Ministry of Defence as a Defence Minister, and for the last 10 months in the Department of Health as a Health Minister. And I feel that in every day, while I've been doing those jobs, in addition to my role as a constituency MP, that I've been able to build on the experience that I've had from doing other things outside the world of politics. This election, I want to put into context. It's been called because we are at the cusp of entering the most significant negotiation that this country has undertaken in peacetime. The negotiation with 27 members of the EU to determine the future relationship that the UK has with the EU. We had a referendum last year. As many of you will know, I voted to remain, but I stood on a platform respecting the results of the referendum, whatever the outcome, as did Theresa May. The public at large, including 56% of the public in this constituency, voted to leave. We are going to leave the European Union. We need to get the best deal for Britain. And the choice that each of you faces when you're standing in the ballot booth with your pencil poised over the boxes is, do you vote for somebody who is going to support Theresa May in getting the best deal for Britain? Or are you going to vote for one of the other candidates that you'll be hearing from this evening, who will in effect be supporting a Jeremy Corbyn-led government, which, as we see in the opinion polls every day, seems a real possibility, and something you have to think very carefully about every time when you go to that ballot. The Conservatives inherited the worst financial and economic legacy in peacetime since the war. We had a deficit of £152 billion, and we have succeeded in bringing that down by three quarters, so it's now about 2.5% of GDP, and it was just under 10% when we came into office. And that has been a very painful period for people to have to live through. We've had to live through a period of austerity, trying to get the nation to live within its means so that we can afford world-class public services that we all need and come to expect in this country. And that's what we will continue to deliver under a new Conservative government if you elect us into office next week. We are currently treating 1 million patients in our health service every day. We currently have 1.8 million children in good and outstanding schools than happened in 2010. We are building houses at a faster rate than happened under the previous Labour government. We are doing a great deal despite austerity, and I think you need to reflect on that again when it comes to how you cast your ballot. I would be honoured and delighted to be re-elected to serve this constituency, which I love so much, and I hope that many of you, I accept not all, but many of you will choose to put your cross in the ballot box against me on Thursday.